right. It's almost party time for the people. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he will be more
Aaron's
than happy.
Aaron's the decider.
Yeah, he's a decider on Facebook. Man. He'll be happy to read it.
It's a lot of power.
Yeah.
A lot of power.
We don't get a lot of messages on Facebook, so you know when we do, he's responsible.
You know, Facebook, when we started this show, was, I mean, it was kind of the big medium to connect with the audience. It was the easiest way for us, and we built a pretty big following on that thing. And now
it's all but dead. Well, it's part of it's Facebook's fault because it used to be really easy to get on the page and post something that we could read.
Right. It's very difficult now.
Yeah. So
I don't even currently I don't have Facebook. So I don't have Facebook. It's not on my phone. It's not on my computer. Like, I don't have Facebook. So it's, and I think Twitter kind of has made it easier to connect to the audience, in my opinion. I know not everybody has Twitter, but not everybody has Facebook either.
But you know what? We have you covered if you don't have Twitter, because we have the text line, yeah, and we have the Twitch channel where you can get on there and comment. Yeah. So all kinds of ways to get
to
the show.
We have an Instagram, like it's a station Instagram,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we don't have a show Instagram.
We don't really need that, I don't think.
Okay.
I mean, that's for hot chicks, right?
And your dog.
And my dog.
And me. I use Instagram.
Oh, yeah? Does it work for you?
Not really. Like, Twitter is much better for me personally, for my skill set. Because when I say skill set, the things that I'm good at are basically making jokes and making fun of people and complaining about things. So that's a good Twitter profile. I'm exactly what Twitter's looking for. I'm ugly, so there's Instagram. My following is not as strong on Instagram as it is on Twitter.
I see.
I mean, I still have a decent amount of followers on Instagram, but I mean, if I were a chick that was like an 8, a 7, and posted bikini pictures, I'd have way more followers.
Yeah, you'd have 4 million followers.
Yeah.
And you'd be an influencer.
I'd be an influencer. I've heard that Instagram's going away from the like feature. Like, they're going to do away with likes. So now when you post something, there's going to be no way to gauge how many people like it, which is, A, it's going to hurt a lot of fragile egos, because there's a lot of people who the validation that they get in life is from how many likes they get.
There's a lot of thirsties.
B, it's going to cost people a lot of money. Those influencers who now there's no way to gauge how many people are interacting with them. So those people are like, hey, what the hell? I got paid by my like here, and now I'm not going to get that anymore. So, as someone who doesn't make money on Instagram, I kind of like that. I
feel terrible for those people.
Yeah.
I really do.
Suck it, pretties.
They have to go through life being attractive. Mm. All right, if you want to get us on Twitter, it's at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that, and of course, you can watch us on Twitch, and if you're coming to the party tonight, great, you'll have fun. They're setting it up. It looks pretty well set up out there. But I have two small beefs. Number one is I decided to Uber here just because I'm going to be responsible, even though I'm not going to drink too much.
Okay.
No, seriously, I can't. I've got a long day tomorrow.
Yeah, but now you've somewhere. Ubered. So now it's like, well, I already spent this money on the Uber, so I might as well have five more.
I'm telling you, it's not turning into that under any circumstances. So I'm going to have a few. I'm going to enjoy it, but I'm not getting silly tonight and no after parties or anything like that. Unless I change my mind. But exactly. But I have to
be ridiculously
early tomorrow, so there will be no craziness, let's put it that way. But I took the Uber driver and I got an old in the Uber.
Okay.
And he's so slow. And This has happened to me a lot when I've been taking Uber recently. It's all people who are from out of town and they know nothing about where to go. And like they're following the Uber app to the letter. And it's like, dude, just exit here. I promise you it'll be 5 minutes faster. Well, the app says, like, I don't care what the app says. I make this drive every day.
Right.
You just trust me on it. And he doesn't trust me on it. And then we get to...
Are they required to follow the route that their phone gives them?
No, no. From what I'm told, if you tell them to go a different way, they're supposed to do it. I don't know.
Because that would change the rate, presumably.
Well, no, it's the same rate once you punch it in. I'm just trying to save time.
Right.
Because it's like $14 from my house to here. But then when we get to Richmond, it's got him like looping around Hidalgo and going all the way around to South Alabama. It's like, dude, just go straight. There's an entrance right here. Trust me.
Yeah.
So he finally listened to me, and he goes, oh, that was much quicker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess what? This trip would have been 10 minutes quicker if you just listened to me.
Well, I'm excited for the party. Aaron, you're staying for the party, I presume?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I will be staying for the party, yes.
I knew you would be. Is your wife coming?
No. No.
Okay.
So.
Your wife is coming, right?
Yes.
Okay. She getting drunk or are you getting drunk?
We are both having cars here, so neither of us.
Oh.
That's the plan, at least. Because an Uber to my side of town would probably be $80.
Yeah, that's the problem for me. Like an Uber for me is like $40, probably.
Yeah, well, to me, it's worth it.
I mean, I'm not.
It's like $12, and
I'm not raging out tonight. Well, for sure.
I'm not either. But
you know. I actually brought a couple of good beers that I have in my office. So. Yeah. But when I want something to drink, I'm going to go to my office and lock the door and have a drink and then go back out and mingle again.
Well, I brought two really good whiskeys for the same reason.
Okay.
So there you go.
I can't drink really good whiskey tonight because I'm driving home.
Hmm. Well, 713-780.
But we do have unlimited drink wristbands, too.
Yeah. I mean.
Like, so is a wristband for bar drinks or for... bar drinks and or beer?
I assume the ones we have are for both.
I'm saying for the public. Like if you've got, I think all every ticket comes with four drink tickets. Is that beer or is beer for, is that just open season? I can't imagine it's just open season on beer.
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you get four bar drinks?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't know. Where's Courtney?
Do I need to go find her during the break?
I mean, geez, it's her event.
Yeah, we need to...
Yeah, let's get her in here.
Yeah.
I've got questions.
So, and a few people who are coming asked, I did bring some copies of the novel if you want to buy a signed
yes.
copy. So, those are available.
I don't like to brag, but I have a signed copy.
You do.
So,
there's not a lot of signed copies out there.
Sorry if you guys don't. I have one personalized to the best co-host I've ever had.
Is that what it said?
Yes.
Boy, was I drunk when I wrote that.
Thanks for making my radio career relevant. Love, Fred.
Thanks for carrying me every day. And making my worthless ass keep having a job.
That's right. You're welcome. Hey, good news.
Yes.
The first quarterback has signed with the XFL. I've been saying, you know what, and I've got egg all over my face right now. You know why? Because I've said I don't think the XFL will make it in this, you know, in this day and age, because there's not enough good quarterbacks. I don't think there's 32 starting caliber quarterbacks in the NFL, which means, I mean, what are we looking at? And would you rather be a starting XFL quarterback or a number two NFL quarterback?
I'd rather be a number two NFL quarterback.
Okay.
Because then I don't have to do a damn thing.
So let's say we're looking, and this is now you can get into, would you rather be a third string NFL quarterback or a first string XFL quarterback?
And that may be a little different conversation.
Let's say that's a different discussion. But let's say, best case scenario, you're talking about quarterbacks number 65 through 72 in the world will be playing for the XFL?
Yeah, although.
Best case scenario.
But if they do it kind of like college football does, where a guy can be a really good quarterback at that level and not necessarily be an NFL quarterback, he might be more effective as an XFL quarterback than he would be as an NFL quarterback. So I don't know that you can necessarily just rank him that way.
Okay.
Because, like, to me, Kyler Murray would be great in this league, and he's probably going to suck in the NFL.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
He's a generational
talent. If he were taller, a taller generational talent. But does that mean that Tom Savage is better than him? No.
Well, the first domino has fallen, Fred, and the first quarterback is signed. His name? He's 6'4", by the way. He's no Kyler Murray.
Okay.
Landry Jones. What? You don't have any fanfare, any cheering? Like, what do you have that could, like, woo, excitement, XFL, Landry Jones. All right, yeah.
I thought he was still a backup somewhere.
No, he's not. He was a career backup. I mean, he got drafted in 2013, played until 2018 as a backup, he was in camp with the Raiders, and it didn't work out. So here he is, and he will now be in an eight-man. He's not assigned to a team yet, because there will be an eight-man quarterback draft for the XFL.
Ah.
How would you feel if you're the eighth team and you're just like, well, this is what you get?
Landry Jones was off the board so long ago. What am I going to do?
Crap.
Oh, well.
Who do we go with here? Should we go with Hackenberg or Landry Jones? What's the move?
Well, if Christian Hackenberg gets a job with that league, then you know it's doomed.
Of course you know it's doomed.
That's because that guy is just a black hole of bad offense.
Landry Jones is going to be a starting quarterback in the XFL. Does it change your mind about the viability of the league?
Well, no, because it's not supposed to be the NFL.
What's it supposed to be?
It's supposed to be football when there's not any other football on.
When has that worked?
It's come close to working a couple times. I think they just have had bad business models and bad people running them. I don't really feel confident that this one's going to work, but I do feel like, you know, at least with a guy like Oliver Luck running, it's got a better chance than those other ones. It's not going to be poorly run.
I think there's room for one football league, and that's it. I mean, these arena leagues have come and gone. XFL, you know, the AAF didn't work.
That thing never had a chance because it didn't have the funding. No. There's a lot more to having a league than just, oh, will people go? I mean, you have to be properly funded. You have to have, you know, do well enough to get good TV deals, all that stuff. And if you can do that and have a viable business model, I think there's room for it because there are people who are star for football who will go and watch it. I'm not one of them. But, and if they can, you know, get people betting on their games,
yeah,
it can work. But it's a lot to ask. I'm skeptical, but I'll give this one a better chance. I thought the last one had zero chance just from reading about it beforehand and where they were getting their money from, or more accurately, not getting money from. It didn't look like that thing had any prayer. So, no. You know, we'll see. Now, of course, McMahon's already failed at this once. So we'll see if
he's been here. He knows the ropes.
Indeed. All right. Well, I'll tell you who knows the ropes about the law.
Lawyer Dave.
That's right. And he joins us now, and he'll be at the party later. So if somebody has a legal question that they're here at the party, they can come right up and ask you, can't they, Dave?
You bet they can. I'll be wearing my Lawyer Dave shirt, and I'm at the office at the moment. If anybody wants to call me right now, hit me up at 713-626-8900, and I'll answer whatever question you have. In fact, yesterday I got one from a blitzer who had a credit card issue. Now, that's not something we take care of here, but I pointed him in the right direction. That's the point of this whole exercise, is get the blitzers the legal help they need.
And if they do need you, especially if they've been in an accident or they've had hospital negligence or problems with their doctor, and let's say they can't afford to go to get medical attention, what are you going to do for them?
We're going to get them to the doctor in the type of specialty that they need without any money up front. We think that's extremely important. If they need physical therapy, or if they need shots, or if they need surgery, we do all that stuff for our folks to make sure they get better so they can get back to work and get on with their lives, for sure.
And you don't charge for your consultations, and you don't get paid until they win.
Right. We don't get paid. We win together. We're like family in that sense. And if someone has just a legal question or they want to do a consult, I'm glad to do that for free. It's kind of like, oh, I can't really describe it like you and your hair growing, Fred, but these little plants that you plant on all these blitzers' lives by helping them out for free, it comes back to pay off in many, many ways.
All right, and you'll also practice all over Texas too, right, not just here in Houston?
Right. We've got cases from Beaumont to El Paso, from Dallas to the Valley. We're actually nationwide in some sense.
All right, give them the number and tell them how they can get in touch with you.
713-626-8900 or at LawyerDave.com or tweet me at LawyerDaveLaw. All right. Better dial Dave.
All right, we'll see you in a little bit.
All right, buddy. See you in a bit.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And you ask, you receive. Courtney can answer all your questions.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, yeah, we have some questions. Well,
we didn't know everything that there was to know about the party tonight.
Okay.
We figured, I thought you were the hostess this evening.
I am.
The hostess wouldn't be dressed the way you're dressed.
I have been running around like crazy.
Okay. Let's.
She has to carry stuff. We don't. That's,
yeah,
that's
I get that. But
it.
Like, think about this. When we go to. Excuse me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he's about to lecture her on professionalism. Yes. And then drops that in the middle of it. Is that not perfect or what?
This. Think about when we go to parties at Mr. Gao's house.
Okay.
And you know Mr. Gao's wife is working really hard to make this a good event. Right? You mm-hmm. agree with that, right, Fred? You've been to those parties.
Yeah.
You know, she does a lot to prepare. Once the party starts, does she show up at the party wearing sweatpants with her hair up in a knot and just say, look how hard I worked to get this party going. Sorry, I didn't have time to shower.
Okay. Does Miss Gao load all of the beer for the party
know.
Into the house?
I don't know.
All of the ice?
She has servants who do that.
Yeah, where are my servants?
I've seen Radu here.
Okay, they showed up like an hour ago.
That's
this takes
not true.
Time. Yes, it.
An hour.
Okay, they showed up at 2.
Okay.
I started at 8 a.m.
Okay,
that's why I look like this.
Did you not think like, okay, I'm going to start at 8 a.m. I'm going to get this work done, and then at around 4, I'm going to go home, shower, come back, and be presentable for the party.
No, I did not, because I want everyone to know how hard I worked. They're going to look at me and be like, wow, this is an awesome party.
They're not going to say, wow, like, I assure you of that.
I don't look that bad.
They're going to go, ooh.
You look fine. Stop.
They're going to go, ooh.
No, they're going to look at you and think that.
And you're, I don't want to say you're smelly.
I am not.
But you're not smelly.
Okay, well, I have perfume.
That's a cover up. So...
People are going to be so drunk, they're not going to smell me anyway.
Okay, what's the arrival time of our guests here tonight?
6:30 p.m.
Okay.
For winners and listeners.
Okay. VIPs?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. My bigger question revolves around alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Fred and I have wristbands.
Yes.
We are... Now, did we get a different wristband than like... Joel and Barry?
No.
So they also get unlimited drinks?
Yes.
That's kind of weird.
Why?
Because Joel doesn't drink.
Because the term VIP, like that, it typically means, like, I'm not saying Joel and Barry aren't important. They're just IPs. Right? Right?
No.
Oh, they're very important.
Y'all are all so important.
Oh, okay. Well... So we get unlimited drinks.
Yes.
What about the people? What's the drink situation for the people?
So everyone that walks through the door gets 4 drink tickets.
Okay. Is that 4 bar drinks or 4 beers? Or
that's for anything. We've got liquor and beer. So you can use 4 drink tickets on liquor. You can use 4 on beer, two and two, whatever. And
okay.
People that don't use their tickets, you can use theirs. Everyone that walks through the door gets four tickets.
Okay. So if you've got a designated driver, hypothetically, you could use eight drink tickets.
Correct.
Excuse me.
That would be really difficult to do. And it's over at 9, right?
10.
10? Oh.
Yeah.
That's going to, well, then you can do it, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, thought we were done at 9. I was.
Oh, you've never had eight drinks in an hour?
No, I have, but.
Yeah. Easy for you.
Not anymore, man. I'm out of practice.
Well,
I'm semi-retired. That's
guess what you've got tonight?
What?
You've got the secret weapon, the VIP wristband.
I also have my office that I'm going to hide in so I don't have to go out and drink 12 drinks.
I thought you were going to be a man of the people tonight.
I am going
to
be a man
of
the people.
You invited listeners to your office.
They can come by the office, sure.
Okay. My office is not, it's closed.
I've even removed the Matt Lauer button.
To lock it behind you?
Yeah, so that's gone.
Like when you when a girl walks in, you go,
yeah.
And she's like, what?
Welcome.
It's like Saw. The cage drops down. Do you want to play a game?
It's like Brockstown. Now you just can't leave.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was just curious about the drink situation. Do we have any responsibilities as hosts other than just mingling?
Just mingling, hanging out with the listeners.
Okay.
Okay.
And what time will the food get here?
They're supposed to be ready, set up at 5:45 p.m.
So.
Yes, I already talked to Aaron.
Okay.
Y'all will get your food before.
Okay.
All right. Well, make sure you get your food before, too, because.
I know. I haven't eaten all day because I've been working so hard,
and then AJ. Guess what happens when the thing starts? You're going to be working
I know.
Just a little advice here.
I know you can't hear my eye rolls through the microphone, but they're there. Trust me. They are there.
All kidding aside, Courtney has really done a great job on this.
We don't know that yet.
What happens now, you can't control, right?
What happens now is literally what she's supposed to have been working towards.
No, I mean, the fact is people are going to have their drinks. They're going to have their food. They're going to have their alcohol. They got a great setup out there. She's been working on this for a long time. If people have a bad time, it's on them.
I don't know.
She set it up. I'm going Team Courtney on this one.
The Texans have had a really great training camp, so it's a success. No, you got to wait until the actual games happen and then determine if it's a success or not.
The thing is, with stuff like this, it's the preparation. If you don't prepare for it and have it set up right, it's going to be a disaster. She's got it set up right. If it's a disaster, it's on people like you.
What if someone...
You're the one who's going to ruin it.
How am I going to ruin it?
I don't know.
You're going to ruin it.
Just to get back at her for some reason. I don't know what's going on. Because she didn't dress to your standards.
I mean, are they to your standards?
Well, I mean, for what she's doing, it's fine.
Okay. You said you're going to change your shirt at least, right?
I am, to a Usual Suspects t-shirt.
Oh. The Usual Suspects have been a topic of conversation.
I know. And their shirts.
They brought us up again today about what we said yesterday about them begging for shirts, Fred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, they denied it. Again, do you recall the shirt conversation?
Yes, every time I was on air. Courtney, where are our shirts? Courtney, what's the status of our shirts? Courtney!
Did they want shirts to feel like they were now a real radio show, like that made them feel valid? What's your opinion? What do you think was the driving force behind wanting those shirts?
They were the only show that didn't have shirts.
What can I? Do you have a Charlie Polillo shirt I can wear?
Oh, whoops!
Whoops!
He's next.
Okay.
Charlie, you're next.
Just saying.
Remarkable.
And their listeners really wanted the shirts.
Also. So it wasn't them.
Also, you're saying. Also, yes.
Okay. Do you want to say now who was the driving force behind those shirts?
I mean, they came to me first.
So for them, if they said we were not begging for those shirts, that would be a lie, is what you're saying.
I just came straight to Nick.
I'm just asking,
yesterday.
Would that be a lie?
Yes.
Okay, so just say now they were begging for shirts.
I'm not saying that.
But that, I mean, is that what you're saying?
They really wanted the shirts. Yes.
Okay.
They grilled me for them.
Okay.
And I worked really hard for those.
Do you think it's more Joel's ego driving that or Barry's?
Oh my gosh. Neither. They just wanted shirts.
No ego on that show, huh?
They
wanted shirts. They just didn't want to wear them.
Okay, yeah, I don't get that.
Okay. They really, really wanted these shirts, but they won't wear them. Yeah.
I would wear a shirt with my face on it.
Would you?
Yes.
You seen your
and
face?
I would have... Okay. I'm about to get out of here.
All right, that's Courtney. She's throwing the party tonight. If you see her, thank her.
Yeah, please do.
Unless the party sucks, and then just let her know, hey, this could be better next year.
Yes.
Yeah. Next year, no damn Usual Suspect shirts. Yeah. Get some real shirts. All right, quick break and some Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. It's Party Thursday here. Party people warming up, apparently, for that. So, yeah, I've got a couple of things. Depending on where you want to go, sportsy or non-sportsy.
You can bang this call out of the way real quick?
Sure.
Tyler?
Sports, what's up, fellas?
Hey, sports, Tyler, what's up?
Hey, man, I just wanted to call. I'm actually not able to make it tonight. I didn't even try to win tickets. I got one of my buddies' rehearsed dinners, but I just wanted to call. And I mean, I've been drinking a 97.5 Kool-Aid for a long time, man. I'm glad everybody else is on board. You know, so y'all are killing it. Station's killing it. Like what y'all got going on. I'll catch y'all at the next event. Y'all take it easy, man, and keep on doing what you're doing.
Awesome, man. Thank you. Yeah, let me say this. I wish that Dave Tepper could be here for these parties. Like when we do anything that celebrates the station, because the truth of the matter is when I don't mean this as offense to anyone who was here when I got here, including you. When I came here, this station was not very good. I mean, shouldn't say it wasn't very good. It just was. It was an infant. Like it didn't have an identity yet. And Tepper believed in what this station was going to be, and he built it like that. And I think he would be really proud of what we've turned into. So to me, a lot of, like, anytime I hear something positive about what the station is now, and I think about what it was when we started together, to me, Dave Tepper deserves a lot of credit for that.
I think, for me, the main thing was when David Gal bought the station, the whole thing changed from there. And, you know, when Tepper was doing things, he tried some things, a lot of things worked, a lot of things didn't. And it's the same thing here. When we came over, some things worked, some things didn't. But yep. what I think is important to me is we always talk about where things start at the top. And, you know, David Gow's done a really amazing job building this company, not just his station, and getting the right people in place, including AJ, and, you know, letting us do what we want with Sports Map, basically. I mean, getting good people in good positions and trusting them.
I just mean, like, the style of radio this station is built on is like personality driven radio.
Yeah, definitely.
That was Tepper's vision. And it's something that he and I talked about going back to like the early 2000s. We talked about it having a station like that. And I think it's come to fruition now. And I'm really proud of what's been built here. So I'm glad to hear that people enjoy what we're doing, and I'm proud of what we've got going.
Yeah, I mean, Tepper led us through some pretty low points even before you got there, frankly.
Oh yeah,
believe me, the furlough times and all that crap, and
dude, trust me,
it was there were a bunch of times where I came close to just saying screw this, I'm going to go do something else. This place is an effing nightmare.
I mean. Imagine this. They were trying to talk me into leaving a job that I had where I was pretty successful. And in their sales pitch, they talked about how their employees had just gone like several months without getting paid. And I was like, what are you guys doing? What, like, are you trying to get me to run away?
If you'd asked me, I would have told you, man, stay away. I mean, I'd love to have you do it. But no, it was a nightmare. I mean, hell, they didn't pay me for 2 months. And we were all vendors. We weren't actually employees. So when you're in bankruptcy, guess who you don't have to pay? It was a disaster. And there was no reason to stay there except for, you know, at the time, I was really enjoying it and wanted it to work out. But that's why I took the teaching job, because at least I'd have one check that comes in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a mess. And, and he kind of worked us through. And we also had some difficult people to work with along the way, too. And, again, a lot was before you were there.
Yeah.
I wish you'd seen it before then. If you think it was bad when you got there.
I mean, good Lord. Trust me, the first few months I was there, I was like, what have I done? What foolish mistake have I made? Lamont says the best move for the station from a fan's opinion is when the Blitz replaced Carl Dukes. That's when Gow really began to shine, became a behemoth. I mean, I appreciate that sentiment. I love Carl. I think that our show had gotten to the point where we were, and from a midday spot, we were outperforming the drive time show, and it was a sort of a logical move. And it happened to be at that time Carl got another opportunity in a different market. And it's honestly worked out for everybody.
Yeah, he's doing great there, and we're doing great here. And you know, it was an adjustment when we moved into this slot, too, from what we were doing. Because the one thing that was kind of cool about middays, and here's the other thing, too, that's we're local now the whole time. And there was a stretch there where it'd be Mike and Mike, Colin Cowherd, us, SVP, afternoon show.
Yeah.
So we only had two local shows. And, you know, we had to take all the ESPN programming. And so all morning long, it was Mike and Mike talking sports, 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 sports. Then Colin, sports, 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 sports. So that noon to two slot, what we did was kind of like, boy, people have got to be tired of hearing about this by now. Let's have some fun. And then that was an adjustment moving to the afternoons, but then we kind of realized, well, by now everybody's heard everything all day anyway, so why not just have fun? So, but yeah, I think Tepper deserves a lot of credit for this, and, I don't think people will ever know just how bad it was before we got over here. And then it was a big, big adjustment.
And we were also, we were kind of the stepchildren at that other building. Like,
oh God, yeah, because it was all about KRB.
We would get admonished for saying bad things about Rula and Ryan. I literally almost got suspended a few weeks into being there for talking about the KRBE morning show. Yeah, really?
That was the cash cow.
Yeah, don't rock the boat with those guys.
Yeah,
it was a very interesting situation. It's all, but, worked,
you know,
out
when,
for
when
us,
we so. Got here, it was an adjustment too, because you already had a station that they owned, and we kind of came in as the new guys and had the tiny little studio,
the broom closet studio.
and you know, but it's one of those things that, you know, you look back on it now in a very short amount of time, the station's become a big success. The show has really, I think, has grown into a very good show that's only going to get better. And I'm really excited to see what Hoffman's going to do with the whole lineup now. And it's not just mornings to evenings now. I mean, we've got good late night programming. I mean, that late hits, you got some talent there. And Booker T,
yeah,
and Soccer Matters. I mean, there's some good shows on after us. So it's a cool place to be right now.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home, listen to my words. Grab your smartphone and save some money. And I can't guarantee that you're going to save money, but it'll take you 15 seconds to find out if you can or not. If you own your home, it's so simple. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back, and they're going to send you a firm quote in 15 seconds, just like that. And it's probably going to save you some good money. It's as simple as that, and the savings are real. $870 the average customer saved this year. $870. Some upward of $3,000. Now, that means some are saving less than $870. But if you can save anything, why not take a look at it? It could help you out, man. And you don't even need to wait till your renewal, because TGS takes care of all the back end, all the business stuff. So you can free your mind and save money. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving now.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Can I just mention one other person who was really important in the early days? Julie Takahashi.
Oh, I thought you were going to say me.
No, you weren't that important. But Julie was assistant program director. She really believed in Matt Dean and myself in particular and really pushed for us with Dave. And, you know, Dave did too. But she was she was always on our side and miss having her around. But, it's funny. We first started the whole thing was, well, we had never had midday ratings when Matt and I started it. So we were kind of curious how it would go. And then the first book, we actually tied Jim Rome, the very first book. I'm like, whoa. And then we beat him. And that became, that was the standard back then. Can you beat Jim Rome? And, you know, and then it was funny because when you got there, we actually had a month where, and that this is where I kind of got encouraged. The month before you got there, we had fill-ins every day, and we still managed to win the slot. And some of those guys were so awful that I just wanted to leave. I'm just like, why is my name on this?
I was one of those guys.
Yeah, but you're, and you're, you know, and it's funny because your tryout could have gone better.
It could have.
And Dave was asking me what I thought. I was like, well, I didn't think it went well, but I think it will be fine. I think you'll do great.
I also had a pretty good decent track record of success.
See, I didn't know anything about that. All I knew was that you were their friend from Austin.
Okay.
So, you know,
they didn't tell you what a talent I was.
No.
Typical undersell.
Well, to be honest, here's another thing. If we're going to play inside baseball here, there's no way you were going to sign on for Matt Dean money. So I had no.
Oh no!
Believe me, I had no illusions that you were going to be here. So,
well, let's go. Because
that's the first question I asked Dave. It's like, because he said, you know, what'd you think? Well, yeah, the show wasn't very good, but he's the best one. I think it'll be a really good show over time. We just got to figure each other out. I just don't think you can pay him.
Yeah. Well, here's a way inside baseball. I was originally offered that job. I guess it was a year or maybe a year and a half before. And I asked what the money was, and I said, dude, I can't leave my job for this. And I said,
that wasn't for our show, because our show wasn't on a year before.
I don't know what show it was for.
You know what? I know exactly what it was for. It was to replace a guy to work with Jerome.
But what I told them was, I said, I have a friend there in Houston who I think would be great for it. And that friend was Matt Dean. And shortly thereafter, Matt Dean got hired and, you know, the magic began.
Yeah, see, that's not exactly what happened, because Matt, at the time, there wasn't a Daily Show.
No, I'm saying they knew they were hiring. They were looking to hire a guy. And this was, I want to say this was John Madani. This was maybe pre-Tepper.
Yeah, it would have been Madani, who was there for all of a week before he left when I got there. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, so there wasn't a specified show that was happening yet. They were just looking to add more local programming.
Well, the funny part about that was when I got here, Sam Houston wanted some kind of horse racing show. So we started with a Saturday morning, Sunday morning show. When I first came over, I thought I was going to be working with Jerome. Jerome was selling me on this whole thing about come over. Thought, okay, this will be cool. I'll do a show with Jerome. And then it's like, nope, we're going to put you on weekends. Like, okay, well, you're paying me more than I was getting paid at the other place.
Well, there you go.
Which wasn't much, but it was more than zero. So, but then they asked me, do you want to do the show by yourself? We got this intern, is how they referred to him, who, you know, if you want to do a show with him. And I go, yeah, who is it? Because this guy named Matt Dean. I go, Matt Dean, the poker player. And they're like,
oh, you already knew Matt? You knew Matt?
I knew Matt, yeah, because I was...
Oh, you were a big poker nerd.
I was. Like, bleep, yeah, I want to do the show with him. And it was a lot of fun, and we did that Monday Night Poker show. But then, you know, it's... The thing is that the show was really... I mean, he was great. Matt's one of the smartest people I've ever known, and we had fun in it, but... You know what? I think we've taken it to a different level.
Well, the one thing I'm bummed about is last year we were, and I guess it was 2 years ago, we were supposed to have a 10-year anniversary celebration, and the hurricane kind of screwed it up.
Yeah, because we're going to have Tepper come in and everybody
Matt
else.
Matt was going to come, Carl Dukes. Like, it was gonna, I mean, it was going to get the whole gang back together. Would have been really cool, but ended up not happening. Maybe we'll do 15 years or something like that. But but yeah, this place has come a long, long, long way.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be here without all those guys. I mean, the Blitz never happens without Matt Dean and or Dave Tepper,
right,
or any of those guys. And it is funny, and it's on a day where we're thanking the listeners, I mean, you guys, there's been a bunch of you that stuck with us that remember those days. And man, it's so different now in that, you know, we're in a position where if I need something to be successful with SportsMap or with the show or whatever, I can just go in and ask.
Yeah.
I may say no, but I can go in and ask. And at that place, like I remember the day after the pepper spray incident, well, the second day after, when we went on air and all these corporate a-holes in Atlanta are listening to us.
Yeah.
And we're just looking at each other, afraid to say anything into the microphone. It's like, yeah, how do you do a show like that? And that's how they ran their business. It's like everything went through this corporate dung heap in Atlanta.
Well, and what sucked about that was when they hired me, it was on the, I mean, basically it was, hey, you're allowed to do what you want here. Which was obviously exciting to me because that's how I started my radio career at a station where they just let me have free creative reign over what I wanted to do. And eventually I got too creative and they fired me. And
too creative is a nice way to put it.
Yeah. And then I got hired by a Clear Channel station who did not give me full creative control over what I was doing. And there was constantly people coming down to, you know, threatening the show, threatening me. I mean, it was just, it was brutal. And that was one of the opportunities I saw was they said, no, we want you to do what you want to do. And then I got there, we did what we wanted to do. And again, we got maybe a little too creative.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah. But it's, I mean, that was what Dave was trying to get done. But that was also part of the problem with Cumulus is we wanted to do all those things. And boy, if you did, somebody would step on your thing in a hurry.
Yeah.
And oh, we got this call from Atlanta. They didn't like this.
And while listen, we don't have the money behind us that the intercoms and the iHearts have. But what we do have here is a boss who absolutely lets us do what we want to do on the air. He gives us full creative control to do what we want to do. And there's something to be said for that.
And has also entrusted us with certainly with SportsMap. I mean, I have complete control of that, and trusting you with the.
Can you post nudes on SportsMap?
I probably could, but all right. I'm not going to do it.
Why?
Because it's a respectable site. It's a PG-13 site.
Shh.
Yeah, well.
Get creative. You want clicks or not?
You know, I think we're doing okay, AJ. I don't know if you paid attention the last few months, but we're doing well.
You've done so well that hair started to sprout out of your head.
It has. And you know where that came from.
And you combed it. It looks like
I tried to comb it as much as I could today because
you want to look respectable for the party.
I want to look good for the people, but or at least as good as I can look. But I have to tell you though, Dr. Linville is the best, man. And I had thought about doing something with my hair for a while, and then I finally just decided, you know what, I should just shave it and just forget it. Just shave the head, go with bald look. But some of you guys look great with bald heads. I don't, and not that I look good with hair, but I look better than I do bald. And the cool thing about it is, here's what he does. He goes in, he takes it's your hair. These aren't hair plugs. He takes your own hair off the back of your head and puts it to where you're thinning. So it looks completely natural. And you know why he knows all about it? Because he had it done himself. And he'll be at the party tonight, too. And if you've been thinking about it, go ahead and ask him. He'll tell you. He can even redraw your hairline. And, man, it makes a difference. It's not where it's going to be. But, man, it looks so much better than it did before. How about this? For the rest of August, you know what he's doing just for you guys? Free consultations for Blitzers. Free consultations. So if you've been thinking about it, you're on the fence, maybe you think you need it, maybe you don't, go to 975hair.com. 975hair.com. Sign up. They can even do a virtual consult for you. And I promise you, you're going to love it. Dr. Linville is the best, and I'm so glad I had it done. You will be too. 975hair.com. Let it slap with the bass. I used to say, put a mask in a cave. Now I'm like, nah, love, I'm good, go away. Ain't about to die with no